5 months have passed since a devastating earthquake struck Haiti, but over 1.5 million people are still living in camps around the capital as relief efforts continue. Stephen Cahill is a shipping officer for the UN World Food Program. He has just returned from Haiti and spoke with Tracy McClure about the current situation.
One of the things that you first see when you go into Port-au-Prince is just it looks like a city of tents. I mean, there are tents everywhere. Huge camps, small camps. There are people, and it affected everybody. You know, there are still some of my colleagues and people I met whose houses were okay, but they refused to sleep in them still 3 months after, just because they were so traumatized by what had happened. And some of the camps, I think, were just set up straight after the earthquake, so they didn't have a lot of infrastructure, which means they don't have sanitation, they aren't properly designed. And when I was there, they were really moving into moving camps out of the centre of the city, moving them into specialised areas and building them properly.
What about children and women there? I mean, I get the feeling that they probably are the worst affected by the aftermath of that quake.
The nice things you saw on the street was the schools had just reopened when I was there, so they've been closed for 3 months, you know, which obviously isn't the best thing in the world for children. But seeing them going to school and how well turned out they were, I mean, they were impeccably dressed, little ribbons in their hair, and it's really lovely to see. But on the other side, I mean, the schools, a lot of them had been badly damaged. They were having their lessons under tents outside. The rainy season is starting now. So for me, looking at a medium term, you'd be really concerned about education standards in Haiti. And it's the only way forward when you really look at it. And fundamentally is that if your population isn't well educated, then, you know, what is the future?